Most common adverbs. Up. Towards a higher place or position. So. Stresses the meaning of an adjective. Out. Moving away from a particular place. Just. Only, exactly. Now. At this very moment. How. In what way or manner? Then. At that time. More. The larger amount of something, used in comparatives of adjectives. Also. As well, too. Here. At this very place. Well. In a satisfactory way, this adverb comes from the adjective good. Only. Nothing more besides, solely. Back. A, the opposite direction than one is facing, e.g. at the back, b, return to a normal position or state. There. Used to say where something is, usually when you point in one particular direction, in that place or position. Down. Towards a lower place or position. Still. Up to and including the present time mentioned. In. Expressing movement inside so that one is enclosed or surrounded by something else. As. A, used to compare two objects, e.g. A is as good as B, to say what is somebody's job, e.g. She works as a photographer. 2. A, as well, also B, to a higher degree than is desirable. When. A question word used to ask about the time. Never. At no time in the past, present or future. Really. A, in actual fact, B, very. Most. Used to create the superlative form of adjectives and adverbs. On. Supported by a surface. Why. A question word used to ask about the reason. About. Used to indicate movement in a certain area. Over. Expressing passage across an area. Again. Another time, once more. Where. A question word to ask about the location of something. Right. A, to the furthest or most complete extent, B, correctly. Off. A, indicates movement away from a place, B, be removed or separated. Always. At all times. Today. In the course of the present day. All. Completely. Far. Over a large expanse of space or time. Long. For a long time. Away. At a distance from a specific place or person. Often. Frequently. Yet. Up until the present or a specified time, yet goes with present perfect. Ever. At any time. However. Used to give a contrary argument. Almost. Not fully, not entirely, but very close. Later. Not now but in the future, next. Much. A lot of, it's used with uncountable nouns. Once. Only one time. Least. The smallest number, less than anything else. Ago. In the past, it's used at the end of a phrase, e.g. 2 years ago. Together. With somebody or something. Around. Located on every side. Already. Before or by now, used with present perfect. enough, to the required degree or extent, both, each one of the two alternatives, maybe, perhaps, you are 50% sure that something will, won't happen. Actually, as the truth of a situation, probably, something is very possible, almost certainly. Home. At the place where one lives. Of course. Used to indicate that an idea is obvious. Perhaps. Used to express uncertainty or possibility. Little. To a small extent, used with uncountable nouns. Else. In addition, besides. Sometimes. From time to time, occasionally. Finally. After a long time. Less. A smaller amount, not so much. Better. More desirable, satisfactory, it's a comparative. Early. In the morning or before the expected time. Especially. In particular this one. Either. One or the other. Quite. To stress the meaning of an adjective, absolutely, completely. Simply. In a straightforward manner. Nearly. Almost but not fully, not completely. Soon. In a short time, one does not have to wait long for something to happen. Certainly. Surely, when one is sure, certain something will happen. Quickly. Rapidly, at a fast speed. No. A negation of adjectives and adverbs. Recently. At a recent time. Before. In the past. Usually. Under normal conditions, generally. Thus. A formal way to say so, to indicate a result or a consequence in a formal paper. Exactly. To stress that what somebody says is correct and you agree. Hard. When something is difficult to do, you need to make an effort to do something. Particularly. In particular, especially, to stress one feature of an object in comparison to others. Pretty. Quite, to a moderately high degree. Forward. In the direction that one is facing. Okay. An informal expression used when you agree, when you understand, when you are fine with something. Clearly. In a clear, easily understandable way. Indeed. Used to emphasize a statement. Rather. Quite, pretty, it can express one's surprise. Tonight. On the present or approaching night. Close. Not far from, quite near. Suddenly. All of the sudden, quickly and unexpectedly. Best. Better than anything else, the superlative form of well. Instead. As an alternative or substitute.